I'm still in shock. I'm still shaking because this is taking a very long time to come through. They were just very pleased with Rachel's family, my family, Barry's family, because we can now close a page and it's finished.
Mm. What do you think about the length of time it's taken for you to see this day?
A gross miscarriage of justice, as simple as that. And without the Rough Justice Programme that started all this, Barry would probably still be in prison, and we would never have got our appeal.
Mm. I think it was your father who was quite key in getting the BBC Rough Justice Programme involved in your case. And I gather your father died at the weekend.
He did, unfortunately. I'm sad that he couldn't live just for a few more days to hear this, but I'm sure he will in spirit. But he was the first one who first got onto the BBC to get them to look at our case. We've all got a lot to thank him for.
Yeah. Tell us how this, your wrongful conviction, has affected your life.
Both mentally, it destroyed me for a number of years, and I was forever being seen by psychiatrists and mental health teams. I was treated for post-traumatic stress, depression, but with their help and medication, that's eased up now. But you couldn't ever get a job. Unfortunately, if you got a conviction, you forget about looking for work because you won't get it. But I was fortunate. I was lucky. I've got very good family, very close family, and it was at a time when my father wasn't in the best of health. So for most of that time, I spent caring for my father with my mother.
Mm. But that was after, of course, you spent 3 years in jail, knowing that you had done nothing.
Yep. The only way I got over in being in jail, it's jail for someone who's never experienced anything like this, is a scary place. You know, you're with people that you wouldn't normally want to be with. But after a while, you do get institutionalised, and you have to make a life for yourself. Because if not, you won't make it. So my way of doing things was writing. I wrote thousands of letters to anyone and everyone to try and get our case sort of publicised. I used to help other prisoners who... You know, there's a lot of people in prison who can't read and write.
Mm.
So I used to do a lot of letters for them, forms, and that kept me busy.
Yeah. At your trial, the prosecution case against you depended, to a certain extent, on a forensic expert who told the jury that it was likely that Rachel Manning's body had been transported in your van.
That's right.
How did he come to that conclusion, as far as you're concerned?
On the day that we were meant to have been, the CPS were going to close, proceed with the case against us.
Mm-hmm.
But then Mr. Ken Pye, the police forensic expert, came up with these cerium lanthanum particles, which are lighter flints. When you strike a lighter, which he found on my car seat, and he also found some on Rachel's skirt.
Mm.
Well, we both smoked, and as we found out, because Peter Ball from Oxford University did a test for about a year, these particles are everywhere. Taxis, clubs, pubs, absolutely wherever you want, you can find it. So we got convicted on 5 particles of cerium lanthan, which we now know is absolutely rubbish. Because after the trial, Ken Pye actually did an article in the Mail on Sunday, where he actually admitted that he didn't do the work, didn't do any test work, because he wasn't being paid enough, which is quite annoying. So forensic science is good, but it has to be done by people who are competent and trustworthy, where Pye obviously wasn't.
Can I ask you finally, Keith, about Rachel, Rachel Manning? What was she like?
She was really, really nice. I mean, Barry just come round to my place, and we'd sort of laugh, joke, have a drink. And she was always happy. I got on really well with her, and this sort of thing, it shouldn't have happened to her because she was such a nice person. And I know Barry feels guilty about what he did, like leaving her, but I mean, it's something you never know what's going to happen. And, it shouldn't have happened, but unfortunately it did.